actually on time for once, so I'm going to fade in. But I like that line. Doing my best is a full-time job, but it doesn't pay the rent. So true, bestie. Do your best out there. This is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Last week, I went for a whole nother hour. I don't think that will be happening this time. I'm much more tired and did a lot of, like, brain heavy. I'm writing my resume and it's so annoying. I hate, like, having to advertise myself or describe myself in any perceivable form. I prefer they just hire me because I'm, like, super cute and lovable and, like, fun and bring a energy into the office and also push the best code that they've ever seen or something like that. But alas, first I have to, like, convince them that that's true, and they won't notice the, like, cute and lovable part until the interview, so I guess I have to start pushing some code. Which I'm doing. It's fun. It's fun to do some code on the, like, not related to work, because, I don't know, it's fun to make things. I need to get set up here and, like, get my bearings. I'm gonna play some of the new Varian. Varian just keeps dropping, like, 3-track EPs, releases, something, called Vault, like, Vault 1, Vault 2, and just now, on my walk over, I was listening to Vault 3. A little confused, because in Vault 2, there's a song called Y2K, 2K, 2K, 2-4, or something, and, I'm pretty sure it's one-to-one with Aeon Flux, which is another song by Varian, so I don't know if that was, like, just, like, a mistake or something, but I might hit them up about that. I need to listen to them back-to-back, honestly, on my own time, and see if they are actually, like, the same dang song, but, Varian's super impressive. A lot of people really appreciate her, like, sound design being as, like, mechanically, like, or mechanical and, like, horror-esque as it is. But I think a lot of these vault tracks are kind of just a different form of, you know, I made this at one point and it doesn't really fit my project or something, but I liked what I made. And it's been fun to see, like, the range that Varian has, but usually very experimental, very dark and gritty. I know, I forget which magazine it was or what article it was or whatever, but very much has been compared to the likeness of, like, the EDM's Trent Reznor behind Nine Inch Nails. And I agree with that a lot. I feel like especially like the Pink Killing Floor was, like, a really old track by them that is, like, just haunting and eerie, but also very driven, and you know, it's an EDM song, so it's, I don't know, it's got some hype to it. But anyway, let me get my bearings here, log in. I'm gonna play Black Mesa Beat, because I liked that one. I also liked Club 11, but we might play both, who knows. But for now, I'm gonna do Club Mesa Beat, or Black Mesa Beat, which is, like, I might be a Portal reference, who knows. But anyway, here it is. My gosh, don't you know? Come over there with a matter flow. Oh my gosh, don't you know? Come over there with a matter flow. Oh my gosh, don't you know? We come here with a rhythm and a flow. With a matter flow, 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 with a matter flow. Yes. Crazy. I like it. It's fun. And it really does just get right into it, kind of like what we did with the show here. Sorry about that. Maybe a little bit of a warning next time before I just play something that goes right away. We are going to play Club 11, though. It goes pretty good. These are pretty short, too. I think they're fun. I like the quick, shorter ideas from artists as well. It's like as close as you can get to peeking inside the corners of their minds, you know, or maybe just listen to their music. Anyway, this one has like a fun vocal over it, and it also just has like a cool, it was nice. It was nice on my walk over. I enjoyed it. I love Varian. I think she's just like super impressive. So I'm going to play more of it. And also, I'm not done logging into everything yet. So let's go to Club 11, No Space There, also by Varian off the same release that happened just recently. Distilled, I think, but again, these are like just quick ideas being released, most likely very similar to the I forget what it was called, but like Flume a while ago, three years ago dropped a like EP that was just a bunch of stuff from like his laptop that has been there for a while. And I love when artists do that. I said that last time, but I still mean it. Also, I am still using my phone for DJing, so if you have requests or something or want to talk about the music or anything or the show or correct me when I misreference a DJ or something, shoot that into the DJ chat room, which is on WMFO.org, which is most likely where you started listening from, unless you're like on the road and just tuning into college radio, which is sick. I'm like lying to you right now. I'm no longer in college, but whatever. I still have like weird music, if that's what you came here for, because it's a freeform radio station. What are we gonna do next? I think at one point I want to play this Skrillex Levels remix, because I went to Breakaway this weekend. It was super, super fun. I've really enjoyed Breakaway every time I've gone, and I've gone every time that it's been in Massachusetts. And at one point, I think ISO, because ISO does a lot of work with Skrillex, dropped Levels, the Skrillex remix, and it just goes like so crazy. Like, it's just so much fun. There's so much like energy in it. It's such an iconic original track, and then throwing Skrillex into the mix and some of that like old school bro steppy sound is like super fun. But I don't know if we'll jump right into it yet. I think going out of those two, since we're in a little bit of a like trap rap feel, also Club 11, the vocals kind of sound like Rio Craigun to me. I know it's not him, but it kind of sounds like him. At least maybe it's just like the vocal effect or something. Whatever. But the next track I want to play is by a show favorite, or someone I've played on the show quite a bit, is Slumberjack, a great duo, and a collab with Your Boy, period. I don't think I know Your Boy, period, but oh well. The track is called Move Your Feet, and that's exactly what I feel like it makes me want to do. It's super, super, like, I don't know how to describe it. There's not a lot of, like, crazy sound design in here, but it's a lot of fun, like, rhythms with simple sounds, and I think just building that up in a track makes something that's super danceable. I think it would go super, like, fun in a club setting, like somewhere inside where you get a lot of like reverberation and you just like feel the thumpiness of it, of the drum in this one. But let's get into it. I really like this kind of like unrefined, very raw synth sounds that are in this, just come out and then get kind of chopped up and stacked in ways that give it a fun rhythm, and like, I don't know. It sounds like sound design, but I think the samples are like not that crazy. It's just because of the way that they're overlaid. It sounds a lot more complex. So let's get into it. I really like that Slumberjack's been kind of like jumping all over the place too in their production lately. I've mentioned this before on air. I think some people really wish they would return to trap. This is kind of trappy, so maybe that counts. But alas, it's... I like it. It's very danceable. I'm going to be moving my feet. I don't know if I'll get out of the chair fully, but I'll be like, you know, fake shuffling or something. Let's get into it. Move your feet to the sound of the... Ain't nobody trying to do it like me. Everybody body move to the sound of the... Ain't nobody trying to do it like...
Do it like
Very, very fun. I love the like sound that's like in the back the whole time. Super fun. Anything that builds energy, man. I'm here for it. What else are we gonna play? Maybe we'll play Cyanide. This is a bit of a jump, but Nightmare dropped an album. I think it was last Friday, but no, it was two Fridays ago, I think, or maybe it was last Friday. I don't recall. Let me check. Let's see. Album 29th of August. That would be two Fridays ago. I can read a calendar. But it's pretty fun. I like it. It opens with like the classic Nightmare move of like, I released a song with a rapper and it's basically just a rap song. And then immediately afterwards, I also release a VIP of it that has so much less of the rapper and so much more like dubstep. I don't know really what the like Nightmare trend is there, but that does seem kind of fun to like, I don't know, like build up a track and make it more like, you know, strictly electronic and then strip some elements away and throw vocals on it or throw a rapper on it and distill it down to like something like a produced beat instead. Kind of fun. He's done this a couple times. You can see it throughout his discography. We're not going to play either of those though. We'll probably play, or should we play BIDAR? I don't really even know how to pronounce that. Bidar, parentheses awake. Maybe we'll do that. I'll do that one. Because it's a collab with Sultan, and I like it. No, I'm going to play... Maybe we'll play both. Who knows? Okay, I'm going back. Everyone, refresh your memories. We're going to do Cyanide by Nightmare. It's a collab with Viper Active. Kind of newer-ish to the scene, but really love him. He's, like, fantastic. And he got a pretty quick collab with Virtual Riot as well. So I think people... You know, like, game recognizes game. And I think Viper Active, like, really... came into the scene strong and knows what they're doing. And then it has vocals from JT Roach, who also has a song where they do vocals, I think for Slander, called Potions. And this one's called Cyanide. I don't know if JT Roach is like some type of chemist or something, but they definitely take lyrical inspiration from the chemical world. Anyway, here's Cyanide. It's pretty cool. Can someone fact check this song? Is Cyanide actually sweet? Because I know it doesn't it come from like apple seeds or something? Let's figure this out together. I'll look it up. Okay, anyway, here it is. Here's Cyanide. I'm not afraid to die. It's pretty killer. I like it. I really, also there's like that random vocal right before the drop that's like definitely sampled in that I first heard, I think, on a Major Lazer album that I used to listen to a lot, like driving to school. And hearing it again, I don't think I've heard it anywhere else in a song, at least not that I can recall. And hearing it was just like such a, like, teleportation back to, or time travel, I suppose, back like 9 years or something to when I was in the car listening to it. Kind of crazy, but very fun. I am gonna also play Bidar Awake. I think these two ish I also really like to Keep My Love, which is a collab with Wink. But the whole album's pretty fun. It's got a nice theme to it too. It's called Mindful, and throughout the album, in the middle there's a track called Mindful, like your mind is full, and at the end it's called Mindful, like being mindful. Clever. Humans communicate in such a unique and beautiful fashion, don't you think? Don't you think sometimes that the sonics that bind us together are sometimes a portrayal of the connection that exists in all of our minds or something? Me neither. Here's Bidar Awake. Sorry, this track is called Awake. I'm far from it. I'm pretty mentally vacant. I'm trying to cut a lot of the caffeine that I consume daily, and I'm feeling it for sure. And it's late, and I've been straining my brain a little bit. Also, at one point I have to go on a Silk Song rant, but for now let's play some more music. I'll spare you for now. Here's Bidar, Nightmare and Sultan, parentheses Awake. Great. I love a good Sultan track whenever they come out. He's a producer, comes from the Middle East. I don't think it's ever, I don't like publicly specified where, but I love how he's very consistently bringing some of the like classic melodies and theory from that part of the world into the EDM scene, because there's not a lot of other groups that can authentically do that, I feel like, or at least they try and it just sounds kind of inauthentic. It's like that meme where it's like Hollywood whenever there's a desert and it like pans to like a camel and like some wind blowing a hill, and then it's like playing like extremely stock like quote-unquote Middle Eastern music, I suppose. Oh, we've got in chat, let's see, Bidar is a city in India. Okay, sick. But thank you, chatter slash, I'm pretty sure my mom. let's move on. I'm going to play one more Nightmare track. I am going to play the Wink collab, because I forgot. I like make a playlist every week of stuff that I'm going to play on air. And that's actually the only track from the album that made it to that playlist. I was listening to it again a little bit today, so I think I wanted to play some other stuff that I like just recently listened to on the big bad speakers in here. No, they're big good speakers, but you know what I mean. So this one is called Keep My Love. Love is L-U-V-V on this. It's a collab with Wink. If you haven't heard of Wink yet, definitely check them out. Their project is like super, super cool. And they've got a really unique sound design. I'll try and point it out from this track after the fact, if I remember. But here's Keep My Love. Also, sorry for not that much commentary. Or maybe you're welcome for not that much commentary today, because my brain feels full and empty at the same time. You know what I mean?
Oh,
one's good. Lots of energy. It actually did get me up a little bit, and I was, like, doing the dino stomps, you know? And it's, like, I think it's usually more to, like, dubstep usually than that, but, like, I got up and did some, like, light dino stomps. You can maybe hear me going bomp, bomp on the ground now. But very fun. So Wink has the style of, like, those kind of long tape style whirs where you take, like, a small section and rev it like crazy, like an engine. And also, I feel like a lot of the drums and percussion slash probably some of the basses, like the low end basses, not the lead basses, were Wink as well. He has this very like whoa kind of sound on like all of his perks and basses. That's really, really fun. I really like their last EP, but apparently not enough to remember what it's called, or at least not at this point in time. Also, I realized I said mindful last track. I was like, my mind is empty and full. That wasn't even intentional, but the album that this is on, again, is called Mindful by Nightmare. But that was three tracks by Nightmare. Granted, they were all collabs, so maybe a little bit of variety in there, but I'm going to switch out for now and play You Want It by Eliminate. Eliminate is a fantastic artist, very goofy, but also very involved with the community. You know, he hosts like a lot of like, let's find a sample, and then everyone in my chat, like, and myself included, get like 2 hours to try and make something with it. And then we'll go over all of them together and give some pointers and tips and see what we liked and whatnot, you know, and just a lot of like, I feel like creative fostering in the same way that Bishu does. This track is really, really fun. I can't wait for whatever album this culminates to out of Eliminate, because I've really been liking like some of the more recent releases. Aura Farming was just so good. I let out an ugh on air, but it's very, very good. This track, however, is a little bit more like Knock 2 influenced housey kind of vibe. Oh my goodness. Okay, Nate, I hate to call out your friend live on air like this, but I heard someone describe Knock 2 as not that good because it's too housey. I heard it like third hand, and I almost like threw a brick at the person who told me, you know, like I was just like, so also I don't advocate violence, FCC, only in the mosh pit. Okay, sorry. But yeah, it was like, come on, man, come on. Like, if you're not dancing to Knock 2, like, something in your brain, like, isn't working. Like, maybe you don't like music, and that should be a psychological condition. But in any case, I feel like there's a lot of influence here for that. Eliminate doesn't often do that more kind of, like, housey feel, but I really like this track. I think it's a good fit for a lot of his sound design as well, so let's get into it here. Also, the cover art for this looks like it's like straight out of like Severance. It's just like an empty office building in the dark, and he's like on the ground face planted, and there's like a coffee cup that's like spilled right next to him. Kind of funky. I don't know what's going up with the like Eliminate liminal space lately, but okay, anyway, sorry, don't hurt yourself, kid. You Want It by Eliminate. Okay, wait. I'm doing the DJ thing where you like spin it back because it was so good. It leads so well. So I'm gonna turn it up, and then I'm just gonna hit play on like what would be go. I'm gonna stop counting on two, but maybe watch your volume a little bit. Okay, 3, 2. Okay, wait, mix idea for when I'm an actual DJ, and it goes like, boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, you know, that could go straight into levels, actually. There's something there. Okay, let me go to my local files, which is the only thing I've been playing, because I own all of these songs for sure. How do I even get here? It's been so long since I've played something from my local files that wasn't already just in a playlist. We're gonna switch over to the Levels remix by Skrillex, because I don't know, I want to. But first I need to scroll through an entire sound pack that I forgot to unload from my phone, and there we go. Okay, give me a second to find this. I might turn it up even just on air. Unfortunately, I have to do this all on my phone. I can't do it asynchronously. While a song is playing and try and find the right spot, but that's okay, because I have a loyal chatter who has told me, and also a loyal Skrillex fan who has probably listened to this set, way more than anyone else in the world. Okay, that might not be true, but he's probably up there. This is going to be the Levels remix by Skrillex, and then into an edit by ISOXO of the remix by Skrillex, which is super fun and pretty similar, I would bet, to what I heard at Breakaway just this weekend. So you get to live in a moment of my life. Sorry about that, everyone. Okay, no, sorry. It's going all right, you know, but just never take a step into my mind, man. That's a catacomb of craziness. But let's see if this timestamp is about correct. Let's lead into it. I should also clarify, this is a recording of Ultra from Miami of this year, so it might be Put it on our shelf. I missed the fun vocal from DJ Smokey. Okay, we're going back just a little bit so we can hear that vocal. Wow, I've really botched this. That's fine. Also, scrolling on this is a pain. Here we go.
They refuse to release this, so we kidnap them and put it on our shelves.
Some more energy than that.
Battle Wizard Skrillex.
Gang and love casting.
Don't step.
Oh, shit! Drop that shit on the screw!
Find this.
Okay, it transitions out of that into some more fun stuff. I think there's like a Tears Flip by Karan, and I love Karan. You have to check out Karan. K-A-R-A-N exclamation mark is their name. Also love that ISO edit. It's so fun. I'm going to try pivoting to the other aux chord because for a while aux 2 was broken and it wasn't working. Could still be the case. But I think it just has more bass, at least on the speakers in here. Or maybe I'm delusional. Both have been posited and maybe even proven true. But next, I'm going to move a little bit further into this set to the what our friends have been dubbing the Frog Song, because I think it just straight up samples a frog and it goes crazy. I think it's super impressive when an artist can pull like an everyday sound. I talked about this at ad nauseum with the So-So album when I was into that, still am, but like on air. And it's just like cool to hear all these sounds that you're already familiar with, or you might hear ambiently, that kind of trigger a receptor in your brain of like, wow, like I know that, you know, instead of like these very crazy, like, you know, engineered sounds that are most likely something that is very like, you know, there's so many parameters. It's like a Rubik's Cube, you know, there someone makes something and someone else makes something and someone else makes something. And like, you kind of never have heard maybe this or that sound or whatever. But this is like very concretely like, no, everyone or most people who live in an area that frogs can also live in have heard a frog. So I think just this beat goes kind of crazy, and I'm going to play it for a little bit because it's fun. And then when it's over, I'll go back to, oh, I have to do a PSA too. Oh my. And we're kind of running out of time. Maybe I will stay a little late. Who knows? Maybe I will just get crazy with it. I also do want to go home and play Silk Song though, because it's so good. It was worth every wait, every second. And I'm stalling while I try and scroll to the right spot because it's impossible on a phone. So give me a second here. 21. That's what 9 + 10 is. Okay, here we go. I think I got. I skipped a little bit ahead. I want to go. Ugh, man, this is tough. You get to listen to my sweet, soothing voice instead. Here we go. All right, there's going to be something else for a little bit, and then we're going to go into the Frog Song. Oh, I'm on aux 2 now, too.
Thank you.
also have no idea how to log that because I don't think it's out yet. So that it's not levels Skrillex, but I know that's what it still says. But yeah, that's so fun. Also, probably like one of the best like resamples of Body by Megan Thee Stallion that I've like ever heard. I feel like I've heard it a couple times in the club. People love to throw that. It's very rhythmic, you know, very or syncopated as well. So it's pretty nice to just throw on to stuff. But I really like the usage in that mix. And if you haven't heard it yet, it is recorded. And I think Skrillex released a recording of it as well. So you can get like a more, you know, official listening if you'd like. Super, super fun set from this year. Just crazy, crazy fun. Okay, let me do a PSA before I forget. I'm just gonna flip to a random page. Wow, this one's long. Okay, there's a $100 bill in here. I bet $1 million that if I flip it around, it's gonna tell me that something that's worth more than $100 is the love of Christ. It's like one of those like fake pamphlets that they put on the ground. Okay, sorry. Hand washing PSA. The U.S. Centers. Let me try that again. The U.S. Center for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So true. And if you're sick, take care of yourself. And have some, like, canned soup on hand, because when you do get sick, especially if you don't have like a housemate or a partner or a parent or someone to like help take care of you at the time, you're not gonna want to go to the grocery store. So make sure you have like a can of Campbell's soup. It's quick and easy. You put some water in it. Not sponsored, by the way. However, Campbell's, if you want to sponsor the Button Pushers show, $5, and I'll say the name every show. Anyway, I don't know what that was all about. I mentioned last week that Igloo Ghosts released an EP, or was going to release an EP. It's out now, and I really like it. It's super fun, super gross, super I don't mean gross in the like, you know, when someone has like a crazy dubstep song or crazy bass song, especially like Subtronics or maybe some like really gritty drum and bass, and they like bass face and they're like, ew, that was disgusting. I mean, like, this is really like kind of nasty music, but I still really love it. It's so chaotic and textured and consistent, I suppose. Like, the theming of the EP is really, really good too. So I'm gonna play at least one of the tracks from that. And heck, man, maybe we will go just a little bit later, because there's some other stuff I want to play. But and I have to talk about flipping Silk Song. Okay, let me do that real quick. Silk Song is a game. It's a sequel to Hollow Knight, and it just came out recently. It wasn't out last show. I forget exactly what day it was that it came out. I believe it was Friday, it was Thursday, because I played some. And then I got to go to a music festival. But I remember being like, do I even get it? Or am I going to be like thinking about playing Silk Song at the music festival? I wasn't huge. But it is so good. And for those of the Hollow Knight fans out there, know, we've been waiting for this for like a really, really long time. They teased some of the OST like my freshman year of college. So that was, wow, like 6 years ago at this point. And like, I remember like listening to it and just being in awe, because the first game had all of it produced on like GarageBand, and the second game they hired like an Australian orchestra to score the game, because it just got so much attention and so much love, especially because of the soundtrack. And this track was just like super, super incredible. And then we just didn't get any news about the game at all for a really, really long time. And then we would just get like snippets and little stuff for a while. And finally, they're like, okay, it's coming out in 2 weeks. And everyone was kind of floored. We're all super excited. I hit the boss fight where that teased track came from, and I almost shed a tear. I kept it in my eye, but I did well up a little bit because I was like, man, I remember being so excited for this, and now we're like, we're finally here. And that's, I guess, what holds importance in my life. But it's super, super good. It's also really difficult and very different from the first game. The first game is a little bit more, I don't know how to describe it. I feel like sometimes it's a little bit more like a puzzle, even though there is like combat and stuff. It's more about figuring out how to do the combat. This one is very like quick. It's fast and it's punishing. And like people have been complaining a lot about it, and I'm so upset because they've complained to the point that the developers are going to make part of the game easier. And that is just so frustrating to me because the whole point of like Hollow Knight was that it was a difficult game. And like I kind of expect the sequel to be like, you know, a little bit harder. And a lot of people are making comparisons to Dark Souls 2, where it has like tons of bosses that kind of take a while to get to if you fail them, and like really difficult mechanic, a change to a core mechanic that really modifies like combat and stuff like that. And the Dark Souls franchise is one of the, like, you know, acclaimed hardest franchises of gaming ever. But basically what I'm trying to say here is like, people shut up. Like this game isn't for you then, I guess, because the rest of us have been waiting like 7 years for a challenge that like I run into like a normal enemy, not even a boss, and I have to like put in the work to figure it out. So alas, this weekend I'm going to dedicate some time to the resume for sure, but in the interim periods, trying to beat the early game so that I can, like, you know, play it at its intended, or I should say originally intended difficulty, before they change it. But ugh, man, why do you gotta complain about something for being the way that it's supposed to be? I hate it. My favorite streamer uses a phrase that's like, oh, my steak is too juicy. And honestly, that's how I feel about it. It's like, that's the whole point of the dang game. Okay, I'm done. I also didn't want to like spoil anything, but I'm sorry. I let loose. There are boss fights in Silksong, and some of them have music. Anyway, wrapping it back to music. Also, it's about the hour, so let me really quickly say, this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is going to be Mouth Breathe-R by Igloo Ghost off of his new EP called Bronze Claw ISO. Not to be confused with ISO XO.